Adam Munster Tiger, the publisher of BuffStampede.com, joined by BuffStampede.com football beat writer Leo Rivera the fourth. Leo, you had perfect attendance at media sessions during spring ball. 15 for 15. You were taking 18 credit hours. You were helping coach the offensive line at Roosevelt High School. You might want to bottle up that energy and sell it.
It's been a fantastic spring, first and foremost, Adam. Thank you for the opportunity. But yeah, getting out and checking out the different coaches and a lot of new personnel coming in, of course, Brendan Marion and over there on the defense side where Chris Maher. But getting to interact with some of these new players and really see how they are. And of course, going to classes, not with a lot of these guys, but seeing them around in the same buildings, just being in the atmosphere of football has been a fantastic time.
Since the April 11th spring game, Colorado's players went back to work with Andrew Swayze for a little while because they had started spring ball earlier this year. The players all finished up last Friday, and we got to see some fun, videos out there with Shedeur Sanders coming back to Boulder, and some good feel-good stories with guys graduating, and some of them like DeKalen Taylor and Ben Finneseth and Kopets. These are going to be big contributors on the team again this year, even though they've graduated.
Yeah, definitely cool to see some of the returning guys go out and get those degrees. Because, of course, especially transfers coming in, that's kind of a big talk is are these students actually going to get degrees? Are they going to have a meaningful impact in their time in college? So it's really cool to see some of these guys cement their legacy as forever Buffs. They're now going to have that tie back to the university forever, no matter what they go on to do in their lives and their respective careers. And, of course, the ones that are going to be playing this upcoming season, you kind of get that stress, that pressure off your plate. Now you could be real more focused in on football. But, Shedeur Sanders getting to come into town. Go face Folsom Field one last time. Pretty cool to see him as a Buffalo.
Yeah, and we've had to deal with a lot of national drama the last 3 years. And so when I saw that Shedeur Sanders was back in Boulder, I'm like, let's see how they can actually spin this one. Credit to everybody. I didn't see anything negative about it. It was a great situation for him. That's one of those things in life. Does he necessarily need a college degree to be successful going forward? Probably not, but that's a notch you like to check off.
Yeah, it's a career accomplishment. It's a life accomplishment. Just say, you did that. And then he's got that to fall back on if he ever needs it, But with that legacy, that career that he's going to be projected to have, that I think he can go out and have in the NFL still, super young, super talented, got a big future ahead of him. But again, just another thing you check off the box. And if you've spent so much time in college, why not walk away with a degree?
Yeah. Alejandro Mata got his communications degree. Good for him. Who am I? Hakeem Williams graduated. He'll be back on the team this year. He's one of those guys that he could burst out if it all comes together. I mean, this is a former five-star that made some big plays, just has had a hard time finding that consistency. Christian Sherham, the walk-on running back. Ivan Yates, good story.
Yeah.
Forever Buff, because he played his butt off last year.
Yeah, talking about Ivan Yates specifically, he's one of those guys that Coach Prime really has supported and been vocal about on social media and during press conferences. We got to hear from him, last season going back to the fall. And of course, during pro day and that kind of thing, he performed well and he's kind of had an opportunity to show who he is and his character and cement his legacy over the last 3 seasons because he's been a do anything guy. He's played safety, he's played defensive back, he'll do special teams. He'll literally do anything that Coach Prime asks of him to come out and be a football player. And that's all you can ask for of a guy like that to come in and represent the black and gold. He is a true definition of what a Buffalo is because he donned that jersey proudly over the course of his time.
Anquan Barnes gets his degree on the way out. I believe he's with the Giants, right?
Yeah, definitely. He's going to be filling in that nose tackle vacancy where they need a lot of depth. Hopefully, he has a chance to stick and land there with that team. He's going to have to continue to prove himself, of course, throughout rookie minicamp and into the fall and that kind of thing to actually make the team. But as of now, he is signed. So it's a really good position to be in for him. And again, coming back and getting that degree in Boulder after having that pretty impressive and strong draft weekend is really exciting for him. A big, big time of his life. Good 2 weeks.
Now, this is the break the players get from the end of that spring semester until I think it's late May that the main summer school sessions start. And I've seen some of the newcomers, like Cam Newton mentioned, they're coming in that prior week. So I think by the end of May, you'll have the guys on campus and they'll get to work. From the recruiting side, this staff has offered more prospects in the last month during this contact period than they have it during any month stretch of the Coach Prime era. They're making more of an emphasis on high school recruiting.
Yeah, and I think that's a tribute to the new staff coming in, especially with Brendan Marion. That's kind of been his calling, especially over that Sacramento State and what he did at UNLV. He's been known for his recruiting and actually getting out, talking with the parents and meeting people. Of course, last year that was really hindered in Colorado's recruiting efforts because of Coach Prime being out with his cancer diagnosis and that kind of thing. But coming in, he's fully healthy. He's going to have a staff around him that's actually able to go out and interact. Again, no shade on former offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. That wasn't really his gig, right? He wasn't really out there trying to recruit and hit the trail hard. But with Brendan Marion's social media impact and what he's doing there and on Twitter and Instagram, that kind of space, he's really making a name in that scene.
Yeah, you've really seen from that office, Darius Darden-Box, the new player of director personnel, upgraded from head of recruiting, do well. His replacement, Rashad Rich, has been out there. Johnny Mack, the running backs coach, has been very active. Dante Carter, very active on the recruiting trail. Fletcher, active as well. So
Rashad Davis.
Josh Niblett's been out there. Just
Yeah.
talked to a recruit that was really excited to get a chance to talk to him. So they've got guys that are grinding out there. Gunnar Wyatt, yeah.
Certainly, you know,
Rashad, did you say Rashad?
Yeah, Rashad Davis, he actually came out to Roosevelt
Yeah,
recently, so
yeah.
that's a big shout out there, you know, in state. But again, seeing those guys actually going out and being on that recruiting trail, I know you did the story on the other Tlaib was getting an offer, so
Yeah.
it's pretty cool to see, you know, just the impact that these coaches have. And as from a high school player's perspective, it means something when a coach shows up to your building, is actually there in person to come out and offer you and speak with you, get to learn your coaches. You get to meet the players a lot better in that aspect as well.
Right now, it looks like four big recruiting weekends, and it's not too far off. May 15th, a week from this coming Friday, is going to be a big official visit weekend at our new home on BuffStampede.com on the On3 Rivals Network. Right now, we're running a 3 months for $1 promo, so you can get through all the recruiting stuff. I mean, our national team is just killing it. Both of us are going to be on top of it,
Certainly.
so it's going to be a fun stretch, and I expect them to pick up quite a few commitments in the next couple months.
I mean, you have to. This is the time to do it. And Colorado's been very vocal with the fact that they need to get more additions and they need to start building a foundation of actual, you know, recruits and players who are going to want to stick here long term and buy into that graduation aspect. I think that's what's also cool about this weekend is you get to showcase these Buffs who, hey, they've stuck it through, they've gotten a degree, and some of these guys are actually going to continue playing on, and they mean something to this university now. So that could be a sell for, you know, Deion Sanders and the team going forward as well. Hey, come out, check out, see what these past players have done and why they're still here. Get to hear a little bit about their stories and the contributions they've made.
And just one last scheduling note. At the beginning of June, you've got a women's clinic, a youth camp, you've got an elite camp, you've got a lineman camp, you've got a 7v7 camp, a specialist camp. And then some of these coaches, the satellite camps aren't as popular as they used to be in this NIL era, but I'm sure there's going to be some coaches going out to some other camps as well. So they stay busy. And then you're going to see these coaches then take another bit of a break there at the end of June, early July, and then come back. And it sounds like they're going to do a lot of community building, retreat type stuff as a team to build bonding. Lastly, we got a round table that's a hot button topic on in-state recruiting. And I think people need to get on BuffStampede.com, take advantage of that promo, and check out this story.
Yeah, make sure you guys go to BuffStampede.com first and foremost and get an insight on our weekly roundtable. You know, I'm kind of in charge of heading that and organizing a lot of great writers that we have over there. You know, William Gardner, Sean Niehoff, and William or Will Burnett, excuse me. So that was kind of five of us have been holding it down. We got a lot of thought this week. I'm a little more opinionated than maybe some of these
Okay.
guys are personally, just because of my own bias, as kind of been mentioned. But I'm really excited to get into that one, so you guys don't want to miss.
Find out who thinks in-state recruiting is important for the Buffaloes and who doesn't. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more analysis soon.